4 VWA, mobile.
And KF4NXY, David.
How are you, buddy? Man, I tell you what, it's good to hear you're surviving the heat and the rain. You doing all right?
Been surviving. All these doctors cutting on me, it seems like, about once a year anymore. I got about 2 more weeks to go, and I can do what I want to, but I got to take it easy a couple more weeks.
Sounds like a winner. Well, that's good news for you. So, what do you think? Are you pretty confident they've got a solution to your issue?
One of them cortical stimulators they installed it. It's kind of a fancy TENS machine, and they install it in your hip and run wires up to spots in your spinal column to, you know, to kind of try and alleviate some of the back pain, and seems to be working pretty good so far. You know, the spot where they installed it and sliced open my body to do it, that's still pretty sore. But I go back in a couple weeks and get the okay to ride the motorcycle in the long. The last several days of rain, that grass has really got to growing.
Yeah, so you must have had it done very, very recently.
Yeah, about 4 weeks ago, because you got to, you know, kind of wait six to 8 weeks to get back to a normal routine. And, seemed like they look at it as kind of a routine procedure. It didn't, take hour 15, hour 30 minutes to do it. And, you know, and then they sent me on home. So, now some of the others I've had done recently, a little bit more time consuming, but I think this one's working out for the best.
Well, how about that? That's good news for you, bud. I'm happy for you.
This is, I kind of wonder what happened to you. I hadn't caught you on the radio. I guess I just didn't have it on the right time. I hadn't caught you on the radio lately.
I haven't been on the radio in quite a while. I have pretty much spent the summer babysitting. Now, my 3-year-old grandson, my wife and I got, he turned 4 last Monday, so my 4-year-old grandson has just absolutely run us to death, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, with that age, I'm sure there's something to keep up with them. Certainly something to keep up with them.
Just glad they're calling on us to, you know, help out. And, you know, it's just a good situation all the way around for everybody, because he got home, he started school Monday, and first thing he did when he got home from school on Tuesday was, yesterday evening, he says, "Can I go over to my grandma and pop-pops?"
Nick, he missed you. Wanted to go see you again right soon. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we don't have any kids, but your sister-in-law's got some grandchildren up around Charlotte. She goes up there and sees them every chance she gets.
The granddaughter down in Florida, buddy, let me tell you what. I have worn out at least one or two sets of tires on 95 running up and down through there.
And that's, we used to go down around Kissimmee about once a year. That's a 10-hour drive and kind of tiresome.
So Orlando?
It is, it's right in that area right there at Mickey Mouse.
Tell you what, huh? Well, where is Universal?
That same area, Mickey Mouse and Universal, something like this, one or two others right there. But we used to have a timeshare down there, and they decided they could make more money renting it out as regular apartments, so they just took it away.
The timeshare, they could not take it away from you.
Let's look about it. They were going to jack the maintenance fee up so high that nobody wanted to pay the maintenance fee, so that's how they did their workaround on it.
Make that all right on the buyout?
They wanted me to pay them for them taking it. They wanted $300 out of me. I said, no way, Jose.
What you do is you get you a whole batch of the folks that are there in the building that own the timeshare and just get them all together and say, hey, we gotta stop these people dead in their tracks. And all it takes is one building out of that whole group of that, and you could be a real thorn in their side.
What occurred to me, I'm going to get a class action lawsuit going and all that, but with it being so far away down there, I just let it go. It wasn't that big a deal. We got to use the thing every year for a lot of years. We still pay the maintenance fee, but it was odd. But now, we had one in North Myrtle Beach, and we're actually they sold it, and we're actually going to get a few bucks back on it. They ain't sent me a check yet, but they're supposed to.
Well, I hope you make out on it, bud. Well, in the meantime, I hope you get back out there where you can start riding again.
Yeah, two more weeks, and I'm on that motorcycle and going for a little stroll.
Start off kind of easy. Well, the way you're talking there, it sounds like the surgery was successful.
It was. They do a test run on you before, you'll do the real deal, and they want to be sure that it works for you, because, it don't work for everybody, but I got a little thing that looks like a cell phone, and I can change it to different programs. I can adjust the electricity, where it's, stronger or weaker, or, whatever I need it to do.
We just gonna have to start calling you the Bionic Man.
That I hire that helps me work in the yard. His name's Juan, and he says I'm RoboCop now.
Well, yeah. Either one you wanna claim there. That sounds pretty good. Oh me. Well, I done swapped over banks, and I'm headed down to the bank to pull a bunch of money out and take it over to the other one. I've got to a point where I don't trust the one so much, and I'm pulling cash out. We'll take it over and deposit it in the other one.
You got everything in a couple of credit unions, and sometimes I move some out of my savings into my checking if I spend a little more than I intended that month.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, bud, I'm just about to get down here to this bank. I'm down on Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greer. You got to say it like a local, otherwise they look at you like you're a two-headed frog. So I'm down here in Greer. I'm about to walk into my bank, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off with you. It's good to hear from you, bud. Matter of fact, I'd gotten on here over the last 3 days. I've gotten on here about once a day. I tell you what, is the repeater really this dead now?
Talked to some guys real early in the morning. There's a few of us, when they're coming into work, but it's real early. It's from about 5 o'clock in the morning till about 6:15, and then it's kind of quiet till about lunchtime. You might hear some people, and it just kind of scattered, and then you got the net at 9 o'clock. The net still does good. you're making the machine real good. You know, you're getting into it real solid.
Pole over here right now. Yeah, Patrick used to be part of that morning bunch. Is he still in that?
He had to have knee surgery, so he's not doing the thing with the tools. You know, he's not doing that, and from his knee surgery, but he's been doing real good recuperating. I don't know what his future plans are, but anyway, he's not in there real early in the morning anymore.
I'm going to tell you something. That Patrick's a go-getter. You ain't going to keep him down long. So, yeah. Well, you say you still talk to him on the radio a little bit?
I still catch him on the radio. I think he might even have been today, or I got sometimes either today or yesterday. One, he was talking to Tom for a little while, and I catch him sometimes. I talked to him either today or yesterday. Oh, it's terrible to get this old, but hey, it beats the alternative.
I got to agree with you there. All right, well, I'm going to run on in here and get my goodies done, and I'll let you go. It's good to hear from you, bud. And if you hear from Patrick, tell him I said he just still can't be right. He just ain't right. Now tell him I said hello. And 73, it's KN4VWA. I'll be clear.
Okay, have a good afternoon. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.